This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about keeping God's promises in our hearts. Sometimes we might become discouraged by what we see in the moment, and we talk ourselves out of believing in God's promises. And this is exactly what happened to the Israelites when they were on their way to the Promised Land. God instructed Moses to send 12 tribal leaders to explore Canaan so that they could come back and give Moses a full report on what the land looked like. And these 12 leaders came back with a very glowing report. They said the land was magnificent and it truly was overflowing with milk and honey. But the leaders were also frightened of the residents of the land. They saw the city as advanced and well fortified with these giant strong people, and in their minds, they could not believe that there was any way of conquering Canaan. And because of their fear, these leaders began to doubt God's ability to fulfill his promise. Rather than holding God's promise in their heart, they doubted him and wanted to return to what they knew, which was Egypt. And this situation is striking because they knew that God was the one who parted the Red Sea. So they see what he's capable of, but yet they still doubt it. So the next time you are trusting in God's promises but see something that causes doubt to creep in, cling to these few words. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Mark 11:23. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep God's promises close to your heart.